Okay, so obviously tonight, Erev Yom Kippur, we're going to speak a very practical matter, especially since David brought us some power of a challenge, and you'll see it might be very important into the shir we're giving tonight. So we start any shir negated to Erev Yom Kippur, starts with the Gemara in Brachas, Daf, Chesam Abeis. Read the English, it's easier. The Gemara says like this. Here it says, Rav Tana Achia by Rav Difta. He quotes a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Negates Yom Kippur." But Anisim Betnafshei Seichem, you should have a tainus. Betisha Lachoidesh BeErev, the ninth by night. It's a very strange phrase. We don't fast by night. We fast by ten. Prat Gemara Vechitisha Betzan. Do we fast by nine? Aloy Basar Masan. Obvious question. Aloy Lach Kala Oichel VeShoisa. It adds in the word shaisa, which applies tonight. We'll see if it means tonight or tomorrow. Kala oichel v'shaisa, whoever eats and drinks, betisha v'chodesh, in the ninth, which is today, mala v'kosu kilu misana, tisha v'asiri. It says, if he fasted 9 and 10. Here, Oshkol says, the verse teaches the importance of preparing for the fast of Yom Kippur by eating and drinking on the day before Yom Kippur. Accordingly, you should not spend the day reading all the Torah portions of the year, for you must spend the day preparing for the fast. That's what it says. They say anyone who performs an act intending to lead it to the performance of a mitzvah is considered to be already performed the mitzvah. So if you stop right here, we have an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says it's some type of mitzvah of eating on the ninth, which is considered, not that as you ate the mitzvah, but as if you fasted. It's a very strange thing. The eating is considered a fast. Mr. Brewer quotes, the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch says, unbelievable deed. U'mitzvah, Tofresh Dalet, Lecho Be'erev Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. Ula harbois besuda. Two different things. Mitzvah lecho, a mitzvah to eat. Ula harbois besuda, and also add on a lot to the suda. So that for some reason, the Gemara did not use two phrases, but the Shulchan Aruch used two phrases. Why did I skip to the Shulchan Aruch? Because shockingly, the Rambam does not quote this halacha in Hilchas Yom Kippurim. It could be in Hilchas Nadarim, we're not going into it. He does quote this idea, but in Hilchas Yom Kippurim, the Rambam does not mention this Gemara at all. In fact, if I have the Gemara here, we'll see what opens it. Now, look what he says in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah starts out. Tichsev, where do you come with the idea to eat Erev Yom Kippur? Tichsev, anisim esnaf sheiseichem betisha l'chodesh. We just read the Gemara. Be'erev, ha'yel lichtoi betisha l'chodesh be'erev tan. I should have read the pasuk the other way. Umi tichsev betisha l'chodesh mashmashi yis'ane betishu ve'emes Yom Kippur. Ena ele besara. Ve'kiblu chazal, the rabbis understood, the adarabba. Unbelievable word by the Mishnah Berurah. Mitzvah min haTorah lechol be'erev Yom Kippur. It's a biblical mitzvah. More shocking how the Rambam skipped it. The Mishnah Berurah is learning based on, he says in the bottom, based on the Magen Avraham, that when you read this Gemara, you could say it's a smachta, it's a chumrah, it's a minug, we want to eat. No, the Mishnah Berurah says that the words are to be understood. That's a biblical commandment. And just to show you where the Rambam, because we said it before, the Rambam on this Gemara says, I don't really even quote it. Let's see. No, they don't quote it. Because the Rambam, there is a Rambam that mentions it, but in Hilchos Nedarim. So we start out by saying we have a Gemara that points out from a Pasuk that the Pasuk is written strangely, and we learn from that a mitzvah. The Gemara seems to say it's a mitzvah lechel, but our thing has a double phrase. A mitzvah lechel ulaharbas pesudo. Mitzvah and laharbas. Now what's interesting is that the Gemara not only does that there's a mitzvah, and Mishnah Berurah says it's the Raisa, the Gemara says that there were two times a year that Rabbi Akiva would shut the doors to the Beis Medrash. Don't learn. That's why Oshkol added the word. Don't be prepared for the fast. Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Pesach. Now the interesting thing is when it comes to Erev Yom Kippur, the Gemara changed its phrasing. So the famous Gemara, because it's in Pesachim, says, Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva used to say, Miyamav lo Amar hegia eis lama Beis Medrash. There's never such a thing as closing the Beis Medrash. Chutz mi'arv Pesachim, Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur. Why? Because of children, so that they shouldn't sleep, which means at night. Pashta. Doesn't mean they shouldn't sleep during the day. Sleep during the day, stay awake at night. Erev Yom Kippur, and they should feed their kids. But the same Gemara in Sukkah leaves out those words. The Gemara in Sukkah says, Rabbi Kiva, chutz me'arve psach me'arve Yom Kippur. And it does not mention, when you read the Gemara in Sukkah, it seems to be on the adults. So even though the Gemara in Pesachim seems to say it's only a mitzvah for the kids to eat, but the Gemara in Sukkah does not say it's a mitzvah for the kids, which implies it's on the adults as well, which means that we now have, according to something, we have something called a mitzvah and a lahar bois pesudo, and it says achila and shtiyah. It's a lot of information we have in front of us. Now, what the Gemara doesn't say, it doesn't say a reason. I mean, we know the pasuk was written in an odd form that teaches us this idea. But what's the reason? And in Judaism, as we know, when you find out the reason for something, you can then make the rulings of how it works. So when you start looking around, Rabbeinu Yonah is the more famous one. He offers three different reasons for this mitzvah. Three different reasons. And each reason, the Gemara will have a practical difference to halacha. Reason number one is, you prepare yourself for the tainus. If a person's not going to eat extra on Erev, then he might not be ready for the tainus. So it's a hechsher mitzvah almost. Okay? Again, he says it's a biblical mitzvah, but it's a hechsher mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to prepare yourself. And the preparation is a mitzvah itself. That's the first reason he gives. The second reason he gives is because be'etzem, you want to show that you're in a good mood. You don't want to show that you're all nervous, but you have to have confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive us. To show we're in a good mood, what's the best way we celebrate? Eat. And the third reason is because he says, since every Yom Tov requires a meal, but we don't get to have a Sudas Yom Tov on Yom Kippur, so we move the Suda up before so we can be Yitzir the Sudas Mitzvah. Three reasons. Koiches, strength, happiness, or a Sudas Mitzvah. And the later commentators point out, Heksha Mitzvah is the first reason. They point out that the Nafkamina will be practically speaking. Because as we know, right now, some of us potentially might be fulfilling a mitzvah right now. Does the mitzvah apply tonight or only tomorrow? It would depend on the reason. So some want to say that if the reason for the mitzvah is because you want to have strength, then odds are what you're eating tonight doesn't really help. Odds are we eat tomorrow morning doesn't really help. In fact, the Yaros Dvash seems to write that the Ikka mitzvah is after midday. Now, why are they, if you don't know the reason why would the Yaros Dvash? After midday. Now it makes sense why it's after midday, according to the Yaros Dvash. He's going that the reason for the mitzvah to eat on the 9th of Tishrei is to prepare preparation Heksher mitzvah. What you do tonight is not necessarily what we call a good Heksher mitzvah. So it would not apply to the nighttime, and maybe we're saying not even the morning. If you want to say it's a concept of simcha, you have to debate. We want to say we're confident in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At what point do we want to be confident? I would say, depends on the personality. Do you want to be confident right before? For sure. You want to be confident in the morning? Not a bad idea. Confident night before also. So for 10 days, you should be confident. The whole thing, Rosh Hashanah, we do a Suda, Rosh Hashanah, do a Simcha. So it could be, if you want to say the reason is confidence, the reason is happiness, in a Chalami, maybe tonight. Everything that Israel's eating right now is Mamash L'Shem Mitzvah. And by the way, according to some, you need Kavanah. You need Kavanah. So when you're eating now, you should say, according to the Shittas that hold, that I'm being a Yoytzah and a Mitzvah even at night, you have to have Kavanah for the Mitzvah. How do you know you have to have Kavanah for Mitzvah? We'll get to that in 1 second. The third thing is, we said it's because of the Yom Kippur meal. So if you want to say, this is what I would say, if the 9th of Tishrei is replacing Yom Kippur meals, the Sudas Yom Tov, then normally on a Yom Tov we have a meal at night and a meal during the day. Should be at night and during the day as well. Now how do you know why I'm saying right now you have to have Kavanah? Because the Sechema discusses why this mitzvah doesn't have a bracha. Every mitzvah we do has a bracha. You're going to say there's no mitzvah on food to eat. It's not true. Al-chilas matzah. We make a bracha. So you ask the question, first episode, we don't make a bracha on this mitzvah. But it means already, if he's talking about making a bracha, that means already he's understood you have to have a kavana. There's a kavana for the mitzvah. Or else you say, who cares? You're eating anyway.
You don't make a bracha for a suda shabbos, except for the food that you eat, but you don't make a bracha.
Why not? So that's what one of the answers is. Shavuos, there's no mitzvah to eat cheesecake. That's only a minute. So, but Israel's saying, good, why don't we make a suda on Shabbos? We have a mitzvah to rice on Shabbos we spoke about last week. A mitzvah on Shabbos. So the answer is, no, we don't make a bracha of al-achilas mitzvah. Because when there's a defined food like matzah, the Stechema quotes this, then you make a bracha. Al-achilas matzah, specific food. But when it's a generic concept of any food possible, then we don't make a mitzvah. It's a very chiddush tikkasvar. Because otherwise, how do I know you're eating? Everyone eats every day of the year. So the mitzvah has to define that, look, I'm doing something special. So by eating, it doesn't look like it's special. When I'm eating matzah, eating maror, since it comes out special, therefore the bracha applies.
But you have to restrain yourself 6 hours before Shabbos so that you should have a...
No, but we're talking about the mitzvah of eating. The mitzvah of eating is not a specific... he said, good. He brings down Shabbos as a raya. Why don't you make a bracha of a mitzvah of eating on Shabbos? Because there's no specific food. So now, we have already a question now. We have a question, does it apply at nighttime? And we're saying here tonight that it'll be dependent on the reason behind it. If the reason is, again, for koiches, probably not. If the reason is besimcha, Depends on your personality. And if the reason is to replace the Suda of Yom Kippur, then probably tonight would work as well. And again, you'd need Kavana, and maybe a Raya would be because you have to make a bracha on as well. We're not making a bracha practically, but it's a discussion. Should we make a bracha? Should we not make a bracha? Now, what's interesting is that the Rabbi Kiv Ega has a kasha. But the Rabbi Kiv Ega, the chiddush of this Rabbi Kiv Ega is, it is quoted in the Michas Chinuch. Not by its name, by a sefer ploy, a wondrous sefer. And the Rabbi Kiv Ega has a kasha. Are women obligated in this mitzvah or not? Do women have to eat tonight? Do you hold this connected to the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur? Because you're doing it for koiches, you're doing it for the simcha maybe, you're doing it because I'm out of this, and you're doing it because you want to replace the mitzvah of eating the suda on Yom Kippur. Then even though this is a once a year biblical obligation that's time bound, because Mr. Bruce said to the Raisa, even though it's a biblical time bound mitzvah, but a biblical time bound mitzvah would not be applicable to women, but if it's tied into the loisa say of Yom Kippur, then it would be. So women would have the obligation to eat tonight if you want to attach it to Yom Kippur. If you say it's a standalone knot, fascinatingly, as my father told me, Tiksav Sofer talks about this, and at the end of the tshuva, he writes, by the way, I now found my grandfather, Rabbi Kiv Ega, talks about it. But when he started tshuva, he had the same question. Are women obligated? Now, once you have women, by the way, and the lumdis is, are women obligated in this special mitzvah or not, will be dependent if it's tied into Yom Kippur, you have other similar ideas. Let's say, God forbid, someone is told, not even God forbid, if someone is older and he's told you must eat on Yom Kippur. Don't fast. You must eat on Yom Kippur. He's a chaylo. Does he have a mitzvah to eat tonight? If it's a standalone mitzvah, a biblical mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah calls eating on Tisha of Tishrei a biblical mitzvah. If it's a standalone mitzvah, who cares what you do tomorrow? Who cares? So if that means the chaylo may come, I think the opposite of women. Women would be obligated if it's attached to Yom Kippur, and the chaylo would not be obligated if it's attached to Yom Kippur. Women would not be obligated to stand alone, because it's a mitzvah shezman grama, and the chayla would be obligated. The women and the chayla are opposite of each other. Would they be mechuyev? Obviously, this will come out, that if a woman is told she can't eat on Yom Kippur, then she would, according to most shittas, I would say all shittas, have no obligation to eat today. Not to fast on Yom Kippur. I don't know what I said. Yeah, not to, then she would obviously eat today. Now, of course, the classic Minchas Chanuch, which is the same question, the lumdus is, is this mitzvah tied into the mitzvah of Yom Kippur? Is it going hand in hand or not? Would be someone, classic Minchas Chinuch, many mitzvahs, if someone becomes bar mitzvah on Yom Kippur. So we accept upon ourselves, in general ruling, that the bar mitzvah starts at night. It's not so clear. That means, let's say you were born at 8 a.m. 13 years later, you daven ma'ariv for the omid, you didn't hit 13 years later. You're 13 years later minus 14 hours. And this becomes a major question, by the way, if you want to say, well, the day starts at the beginning of the night. We believe the day starts. The Mechasidot discusses this. Do we go bus a shoyis or not? Even if you want to go according to the shittas, that well, we start from the beginning of the day, it becomes a question for the guys running to Eretz Yisrael. The guys who go to Eretz Yisrael to celebrate Bar Kaisel, the Bar Mitzvah, this is just a side thing. If they go to Eretz Yisrael Bar Kaisel, they're really shoyis, they're not there, because they really were born in the afternoon, and now it's the night before. And not the night before, but you just conceded the night by 7 hours. That means really, your personal time clock, it's Wednesday. It's only because you're standing at the coast it became Thursday, mehechateisa, that you can count the bar mitzvah, eventually we'll get to that sugya at one point in time. So we have now, we gave at least three reasons potentially for the mitzvah. It either substitutes the meal of Yom Kippur, it's to show Yom Kippur's happy, or a preparation for Yom Kippur. We also now quote that there's a massive nafkamina between these three reasons of what time of the day it would start. We also now made a thing, we connect it to Yom Kippur itself. Or we do not connect it. Do we separate as a standalone mitzvah? It happens to be, it looks together, but it doesn't mean it's a standalone mitzvah. Nafkamina is going to be women. Nafkamina is going to be people who aren't healthy. And nafkamina is going to be children who get older. Now, the interesting thing also is that the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, what are you supposed to eat by this thing? If you're going to say that it's to replace the Yom Kippur Suda, it could be there's an inyan to have like a regular meal. Maybe have bread.
Wine.
Maybe wine. Maybe meat. The Gemara says that there's a few days a year, in the old days, they had the marketplace, that if you sell an animal, you have to tell the people that you sold the mother the same day. You're not allowed to slaughter a mother and child animal on the same day. So the days on a regular day, the assumption is that the people were not going to be over the Yissa. But on certain days of the year, when there was a lot of animals being sold, because there was special Sudas, you had to do it. And the Gemara, one of those days says, it's Erev Yom Kippur. And even though I would have learned the Gemara The reason a lot of animals are sold out of Yom Kippur is because of the Matzah Yom Kippur eating. That's not what it says. It says because of the day of Erev Yom Kippur. So it seems to be, I can't say halacha, it seems to be the old minhag in Klal Yisrael was that not only did people eat, we're saying biblical mitzvah on Erev Yom Kippur, maybe have a chiv to make a bracha, we have to find out why we don't make a bracha. Certainly we need a special kavanah for this mitzvah, but it's possible to say that based on the old minhag, there was a minhag of eating meat itself. The Gemara seems to say that the ancient custom of the Gemara was meat was eaten on Erev Yom Kippur. Now, this is all the basic stuff that you can get in a lot of places. I want to say a chiddush that I came up with, that other people also maybe. What are we celebrating on Yom Kippur? So Yom Kippur is the second luchas that were given to Klal Yisrael. So the history of Judaism, very simple, the history of Judaism 101. The Jews got out of Egypt on Pesach, first day. 7 days later, 8 days later, whatever that is, Stephen Rashi, they had Kriyas Yamsuf. Shavuos was the first of the days. So after Shavuos, Moshe Rabbeinu went upstairs for 40 days, came down, Shivas of Atamas, and he saw the eagle. That's the luchas he broke. At that moment, it's bad for Klal Yisrael. Then Moshe Rabbeinu goes up for 40 days, does the tefillas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says yes, that's Rosh Chodesh El, then 40 more days to Yom Kippur, we get these. Now one of the Svarim brought down, they ask, very famous question, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu break the luchas? Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, by the way, they're sinning. And he didn't do it. He brought the luchas down, and then he broke the luchas. Why didn't he leave the luchas b'shmayim? Read the Pesukim and Parshas Ki Sisa. Read the Pesukim and Parshas Ki Sisa. Hashem told him, the biggest witness around. So they want to say that he wanted to see it for himself. That's one answer. There's about 45 answers. But one answer was that Moshe Rabbeinu held that if the Yidden didn't have Eretz, it's fine. Because we have a Hilchos Tshuva. You can always do Tshuva. It's not a big deal. You could do repentance. It's fine. But when he came down, and it's a Svarna, Chaim Yitzchak Korb, they bring down, that it says he saw them eating and drinking and dancing. He said, oh, eating, drinking, and dancing. For that word, desire meant to have no regrets, no Tshuva. We have to break the luchas. Because when he saw them eating, drinking, and dancing, no luchas. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes later. Moshe Rabbeinu right away runs upstairs. And Daphnis follows Zion. He starts davening. He said, let's do this the right way. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to forgive you. And I'm going to give you a second set of luchas. Second set of luchas. So it could be that our minute, maybe the raisa, of eating right before Yom Kippur is as a hilchas tshuva shavoy. A hilchas tshuva shavoy. Because the original luchas was broken. Why? Avada avada zara. But how did Moshe Rabbeinu break the luchas? When did he break the luchas? He only broke the luchas when? When he saw the eating and the drinking. So in Mela, we still ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh, you're going to forgive us and give us a second set of luchas? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makabel your tshuva. You makabel our tshuva. I have a good idea now what we're going to do. We're going to eat and drink in order to show you that we can eat and drink in a normal oifen, as an akira for the chait that happened 80 days earlier. According to this, maybe to be a chiv to dance on the tomorrow's eating. Because if the whole thing was, as he said right away, dancing, you said dancing before you said eating and drinking. If the whole thing is because of the eating, we want to remind ourselves of what it's about, so it could be a sugya of that. Similarly, we know that the first luchas were only given to Klal Yisrael because they had achdus. B'lei v'echad b'shechad. Like we spoke about a few weeks ago, what did we gain by getting to Har Sinai if the luchas wouldn't have been given us? We sing in Dayenu. Achdus. What's one of the answers is achdus. So there's a concept of achdus that we're supposed to have. If you went to any yeshiva in third grade, you heard this verse. What's the holiest day of the year? Purim. Why? Because Yom Kippurim means that Yom Kippur is like Purim, which means Purim is the holiest day of the year. What do we do on Purim? We sit around and we celebrate with achila and shtia, like I quoted before. The Gemara says, oichlu v'shoisa, achila and shtia. And one of the reasons we do Matanas Evyonim and Shalach Manas, the famous, he said, why do we do it? Is to create a concept of unity in Klal Yisrael. Unity in Klal Yisrael. So Purim is a concept of unity and eating and drinking. So another reason we can come up with, besides, of course, the Rishonim's reason, is that maybe Asa Kabbalas Luchas Shnius, we're about to take upon ourselves the acceptance of the second Luchas. So what we do is we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to have a festive meal. And according to that, you shouldn't be sitting alone and eating it. Just like Purim. It should have a meal by Achtas to create Achtas of Klal Yisrael. We'll be Mekabel Luchas. We need Lev Echad Kish Echad. So again, what we started with is that any reason we're going to give for the halacha of why you're supposed to eat on the 9 Av would break down and make up the laws that result from that. That's what we've been showing the whole night tonight. The reason for the halacha of eating on the ninth of Tishrei would create potential halachas. Women, nighttime as opposed to the morning. Now we're saying if we have these two reasons, we came up with two new minhagim. A shtickle tansing, and maybe also, to have a festive suda. On Tisha B'Av, it all brings down to eat alone. Eat alone. That's a Tisha B'Av in Yom HaVeilus. Yom Kippur doesn't say eat alone, Erev Kippur. Maybe more than that. Maybe not only eat alone, but to have the simcha of the day. Could we said one of the reasons was the simcha of the day is to have everyone together. I didn't eat yesterday, so we're going to close it up by saying we hope that the suda should work and that we should be zoicha to the second luchas and the forgiveness that come along with the second luchas and the lev echad, kesh echad, and stuff like that. We should all be zoicha to a complete kapara.